it couldn't be a higher honor. I mean, working with the Dalai Lama, at least certainly as a physician and being chosen to be able to help him to be healthy and live a long, sweet life is kind of the biggest honor I've ever had. And it's a team effort. I'm one of a couple of doctors. His main doctor is a Tibetan physician trained as a Western doctor and in Tibetan medicine. And then I'm really the contact person and the doctor who arranges all of his care when he's in the U.S., and it's wonderful. Makes me feel good.
Yeah. How were you chosen?
I've been involved in Tibetan causes for many years. In 1981, when the Dalai Lama came to Madison to deliver some teachings, he actually stayed in our house for 2 weeks. So that in itself kind of is where it came from.
I imagine that must have been interesting, having him stay with you. I'm sure you learned a lot.
Oh, I learned a lot. We had 3 young children at the time, 4, 3, and 2. You know, when I think back to it, it's sort of an amazing guest to have.
So what's your relationship with him like? I mean, he stayed in your house. You see him also professionally, though, covering his medical care. But I imagine that you're quite close.
Well, yes. He knows us, and he calls my wife and I his old friends. So it's really, it's very, very nice. And then the relationship when I'm a physician is a physician, and I get a chance to see him laugh. He laughs a lot, and I get a chance to hear him as he's teaching things.
What has he taught you?
Well, he's taught me to be more compassionate. That's always what goes on in the hurly-burly world of medicine when you're with patients. He's taught me even more to be there with every patient that I see and think about them in a very, very good way. And then he's taught me how to smile more. I smile anyway, but it's not a puritanical, rough and high road. The road to compassion and helping others is really an easy road. You just have to find your way on it.
I'm wondering, has he ever given you advice or helped you with something personal in your life? I mean, I don't want to delve into if it's too personal.
Yes. I remember when he stayed at our house and we had 3 young kids and I had a busy medical practice and I'm on call every third night and I'm delivering babies and I just don't have very much time left. And I said, you know, I really don't make the time to meditate. And he said, that's okay. When you're with a patient, just be there. Just make yourself there. And that can be your meditation. And you've chosen an occupation where you can really help people. And because you can help people, just do it. And make sure your motivation is pure. It's right. And that was the best advice he ever gave me.
Yeah. Well, this has been a very interesting conversation. He's just, it sounds like someone that really has been a good person in your life. And
absolutely. A major influence, there is no doubt. He is right up there, you know, along with my mom and my dad and my wife and family as major influences in my life. No doubt about it. And he still is. You don't want to miss a chance to see him speak if you have that opportunity. It's very, very moving and very touching.